While hurricane and flood damage to Louisiana have consumed much of the national spotlight, people in neighboring Mississippi are facing many of the same hazards and deprivations. NPR's Farai Chidea has more.
Conditions in Jackson, Mississippi can only be considered good in comparison to New Orleans. In Mississippi's capital city, the power is out, supplies are low, and temperatures are brutally high. I reached two residents of Jackson, one who was fleeing and one who was staying. First, Fannie Ware, who works for Congressman Benny Thompson. She was planning to drive north so she and her family could stay with relatives.
Right now I'm at an Exxon service station trying to get gas. I've been in line for about 3.5 hours. And right now the pumps are down and they're telling us it'll be about 30 minutes before they start up again.
How are people's moods and nerves?
Well, for the most part right now they're pretty calm, but there have been some instances of people just kind of flaring up. But I think for the most part people are handling it pretty well, especially for the heat and the fact that, you know, people are running out of gas right in line at the service station.
That must put a huge strain on people who are already exhausted.
Absolutely. There's no power, and we were also under a boil water alert here in Jackson on yesterday. I don't see any utility vehicles, you know, from Entergy, that's the local power company, but I understood from a friend that they were, a lot of them were in Florida, and they were trying to make their way back here.
Now, let me ask you about the power. How long can you expect to wait for it to return?
They're telling us right now 2 to 3 weeks.
How does that make you feel?
Like fleeing, because, you know, the heat can get pretty intense down here, so it's just hot, you know, it's muggy.
And what are officials telling you, whether they're local, state, federal?
We're just getting advice to stay calm, be patient.
Have you found people coming into Jackson from other affected areas that were hit harder?
Oh, yes. We have people stranded here that came from the New Orleans area, and they're in our Coliseum, our state Coliseum on the fairgrounds right now. But they're running out of resources down there. They're asking people to bring water, blankets, other kinds of dry goods, and also donations in order to help people out because it's not looking like they're going to be able to get back to their homes anytime soon.
Final question for you. If you have to end up staying in Jackson, do you think that you're going to feel safe for the next 2 to 3 weeks without power?
No, not at all, because people, as they get more restless, and then it's, you know, some people become hopeless, and then it's, you know, it's like there's nothing for younger people to do. I don't think that it would be a safe situation the longer that we have to go without power, especially.
Thank you so much, and we hope for the best for you and your family and all the residents of Jackson. Fannie Ware, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I also checked in with Stephanie Bolton, a reporter for television station WAPT in Jackson. She explained just how difficult conditions have become for some elderly residents evacuated from New Orleans.
Basically, emergency officials here in Jackson did not anticipate that the storm would move this far inland. So what we're dealing with here in Jackson is we have thousands and thousands of customers, at least 70% of the customers here in the state, without power. So that includes half or even more than half of the shelters that were open to try to accommodate some of the people who evacuated from the Louisiana and Gulfport, Biloxi area here to Jackson.
That means that there's possibly some problems with water. Are there any other structural utility problems going on?
It's actually gotten quite devastating here because, just let me tell you, for example, there was a nursing home out of New Orleans with a little over 100 patients that evacuated here to Jackson. They were staying at a local church. That facility lost power. It ran short on supplies. They've already lost someone. They have several other patients that they say are in critical condition.
Have people generally been helping each other, or have there been problems with looting and ransacking, or both?
There's been both. You have an outpouring of people. Just say, for example, the story I was telling you about earlier where once the viewers found out that this church didn't have air conditioning for these patients, we had air conditioning companies call in to try to offer to bring air conditioning if someone else would agree to bring a generator. But at the same time, you have people who have taken this as opportunity to get all they can get, and there's looting going on here. It's not as rampant as it is in New Orleans, but we also have had reports of price gouging at the pumps, which our attorney general is speaking out to say that that will not be tolerated. People trying to take their signs down so they can charge $3.40 for a gallon of gasoline. People charging double and even triple the price for generators. So, you know, we definitely have more good deeds than we have this looting and such, but it's definitely going on.
Stephanie Bolton, reporter for WAPT in Jackson, Mississippi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.